Hello, family and friends. I'm honored here for day two with Pastor Jack Pollock, pastor of the Master's Chapel, a non-denominational church just west of Boonville, between Boonville and Chandler. And Jack and his wife, Cheryl, have three children and four grandchildren. And what a blessing those are, having those grandbabies, huh? So I've been having fun spoiling mine.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a good time. Well, Father, we come today ready to receive. Thank you for speaking through Jack, Father. We're so thankful for his testimony. Thankful for those that helped lead him to Jesus, those that invited him to church when he was a child, and those that invited him to go to that conference, Father, the Promise Keepers. And we're thankful, Father, that he gave his life to Jesus and now pastors a church and shares the good news of Jesus. In his name we pray. Amen. Well, Jack, back to you. I think we'll pick up there with a missions trip, I guess.
Yes, the missions trip that I was talking about, we went to Honduras. And part of what we did there was we put a roof on a new school building that was being built. And one of the things that was interesting about that is the Hondurans said there was no way we would get that roof put on that school because there was no trusses, no nothing. It was just the walls. And they said that there was no way we could accomplish that in basically 4 days, which is the time we had to work on it. And in Honduras, one of the interesting parts of that country is where it's positioned, this particular facility, the sun comes up at 6 o'clock in the morning. That's the first rays of light. And it goes down at 6 o'clock at night because it comes up over the mountain, it goes down over a mountain. So when I say it gets light and it gets dark, I mean, you can set your clock by it. Wow. So in the 4 days there, we put all the trusses on, we decked it, and they put clay tile on for their rain protection. And again, they said there is no way we can accomplish that. But by God's grace and glory, at 6 o'clock on the last night we had to work, we laid the last tile, the entire roof was put on that school building, much to the amazement of all the Hondurans and to everybody on that team. Mm-hmm. Because it was only through God's making us able to do it that we accomplished it. And again, that's another thing that really impacted my life, showing that when you say we serve a God who is involved in our lives, that truly manifests itself in that mission trip. And when I came back, that really drove me to the point that when my kids got old enough to travel, we really started taking our family vacations as missionary trips because those were teaching moments for my kids to show them that there's something out there that's more important than just what they want.
Yeah.
So we did that for many years. About every other year we would go on a mission trip all the way through to where they were in high school, and we got so wrapped up in other events that right. we just couldn't do it anymore. But it did impact not only my life, my wife's life, but my children's lives as well. And I can remember a comment that my son made. He was wanting something at one time or another and was making the statement that he didn't understand why I wouldn't pay for that. And my comment to him, which he remembers, I don't remember making this, but he remembers, I told him that if I spent the money on doing that, then I couldn't help those other kids in those other countries with the basic needs that they had. Mm-hmm. And that made an impression on him. And when he told that back to me, it warmed my heart because I know that I did at least influence them Amen. In the process of those teaching moments.
Amen.
From there, like I say, I became the deacon of the church and went on to know that I was being called into the ministry, but not really knowing what to do with that. So my wife and I were invited to participate in a thing called Tres Dias. Mm-hmm. Some people know it as Walk to Emmaus, yep. which is another form of the same thing. And she and I went through Tres Dias, and it was during my weekend that I finally accepted the call into the ministry. And from that point, again, my life has never been the same.
Amen.
So I am now, I this is my second church that I've pastored now. I'm loving every moment of it because there's always something different to figure out. Mm-hmm. And that has been a big piece of who I am. As a minister, prior to taking this church on as a pastorate, the way I felt I was doing my ministries is I'm also involved in an organization called Kairos, which does prison ministry. Mm-hmm. And while I live in Indiana, the only place I've ever served on a Kairos team is in Kentucky at the Eddyville Prison, which is a maximum security prison. And I've been on multiple teams down there. And again, the Lord just keeps drawing me back. It's for the people who have no hope. Mm-hmm. If there's one thing that I can tell everybody, if you just put your trust in the right place, you have hope.
Yes.
And that hope comes in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And that's part of the reason that I enjoy that Kairos ministry. And I tell other people, part of what makes that so appealing is, you know, you could work in a church for years and not really see a whole lot happen. Mm-hmm. But in a four-day weekend in a prison, working with people who are hopeless, you see God work. And you walk in and they don't really even want to talk to you. And by the time you leave in 4 days, they're hugging you and calling you brother and crying on your shoulder. And they're just a completely different person. And that's not because of us. It's because of God.
Amen.
All he does is use us as a tool to connect with those guys.
Yep.
And we tell them from the very beginning, the only reason we're here is to show God's love. We are simply a vessel through which he works, because it's not about me.
Yep.
It's not about the other members. It's all about Jesus.
Yep.
And we try to emphasize that more than anything else, is it's all about Jesus.
Amen.
And if you follow that same mindset in life, then things are so much better.
Yes.
So much better.
Yes. And the blessing of having a little part working with the Lord to lead people to Jesus, there's nothing like that experience, is there, Jack?
That's right. Because, some, you know, these people are some of the most hardened, corrupt, you know, whatever phrase you want to use, that's who these people are. And to see God break through all that, it reminds you continuously that regardless how bad that a person thinks they are, Jesus is bigger than that.
Yes, he is.
And that all we have to do is put a crack in that old rough exterior, and he can find his way in and change all that.
Yeah.
And what's really fun with going back on different teams is we invite some of those guys back to be a part of our team and to see them work and see their testimony and hear how their lives have changed inside a facility like a maximum security prison. And all that they have to endure that's far beyond anything that I've ever experienced.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we just don't understand just how enabling that Jesus can be in our lives and how he can help us through all those different difficult situations.
Yeah, I tell those guys in jail, I've done prison ministry also, but do a little bit more jail ministry. And sometimes, you know, I tell those guys, sometimes you got to get so far down before you look up. And those are some of the best Christians, too, because they know what God's forgiven them of. Sometimes we have a life that's been pretty decent growing up. I don't think we appreciate sometimes how good God is and how merciful he is. And those guys from the jails and prisons definitely feel that, or they sense that, don't they, Jack?
Yes, they do. They can really relate to that story.
Yes. Well, we're out of time here for day two. Looking forward to tomorrow. Jack, if you would, go ahead and please and pray for our listeners.
Precious Lord, thank you. Thank you for coming into our lives.
Yes.
Thank you for being willing to accept us for who we are, because we're all sinners. We've all failed you in so many ways. And Lord, we thank you that you are willing to overlook all that you shed your blood to cover all those stains, and that you justify us and that you sanctify us on a continuous basis. Lord, help us to realize that it's not something that we can do on our own, that it has to be done through you. And Lord, again, we thank you for that, and we praise your name that you have the ability to overcome our inability to be obedient to you. Lord, help us to gain insight into what you want, and help lead us in the way that you would have us to go. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Pastor Jack, if you would again tell folks how to contact you, and then maybe give them the address for your church too if people want to come by and visit you guys.
Again, if you want to contact me, my number is 812-202-3177. And if you wish to join us at the Master's Chapel, we are located between Boonville and Chandler on Highway 62. You can't miss us. There's a big sign out in front. It says the Master's Chapel. We're in, for those who have lived in the area, it's the old Hendrickson Chevrolet car dealership. We now own that building, and that's where our church is located. We'd love to have you join us. Our service starts at 10 o'clock on Sunday mornings, and we welcome anyone who's willing to participate.
Amen. Well, praise God. Well, sure enjoy today, and looking forward to tomorrow. Folks, we sure do love you all. Please go talk to someone about Jesus today. And remember, Jesus thought about you on the cross at Calvary, and he is coming back soon.